503-733. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
Let's, Stephanie, this is, you know, it's the show about your calls, so let's get into the calls here. But real quick, I want to tell people about freetalklive.com, where you can go and check out all the listening options. Not only are we on more than 100 great radio stations, two XM channels, you know, satellite options. Of course, there's the web options, but listen lines, too. You can call in and from any phone and listen to Free Talk Live right over the phone if you can't get us in any other fashion. Let's go to Beaver calling from Arkansas. Beaver, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, two things. One is Ron Paul is the only American running for president, and as far as I'm concerned, or the only one that puts America first.
I see. Okay.
Now, secondly, I'm Native American.
All right. And I was born here, too.
I'm not circumcised or civilized. But I know well
sometimes
enough.
Sometimes that's a good thing not to be civilized.
I know well enough to wash it when it needs it, like every day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
You wash your face,
good advice.
You wash your butt, you wash that too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I don't know anyone that has problems that with that particular, I don't know, this cracking and whatever. I don't understand.
You know, I mean, with...
It seems to me that humans went through millions of years of evolution, and there must be a reason why it was there, you know?
Well, I mean, when you have no clothes on, it would be nice to have a little covering for the for that sensitive part.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I think that that's the purpose of it. And, you know, I think as a medical procedure that circumcision should not be ruled out. And at the same time...
But people should have a choice about it.
I think they do. I think they should.
I think it's cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, just, you know, just cutting people's parts off.
Yeah. Forget
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, Beaver, I have a question. You said that you're a Native American. Are you... can you tell me more about that? Like, what's your heritage... Like, because there's a lot of different types of Native Americans, right?
Mm-hmm. There
lots is. Of nations.
I'm a Yavapai.
Okay.
What's that?
Yavapai.
Yavapai?
Mm-hmm. And do you live with other Yavapai, or, like, where do you live?
Yes, I moved off the res. I moved off the res a long time ago.
Mm.
How do I say this? I'm real happy out here with you white people.
What was it about the reservation you didn't like?
The drunks.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a lot of alcoholism there, and many different Native American reservations. Yeah,
yeah. They're
and poverty.
Indians are genetically sensitive to alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and that's been exploited over the years, which is the downfall of the whole problem.
Yeah.
Of course, the U.S. government has treated us well too.
Well, that's a ironic, yeah, this is a sarcastic statement.
At first it was bad, and now it's, you know, there's, you know, even getting a little check from the government isn't, you know, it's not particularly being treated well, because then you get dependent on the check and you just sort of live.
Well, I mean, Jesus,
you know,
they stole all of their land. I mean, there's a history of white people stealing Native people's lands and then not compensating them for it, and then saying, oh, they're a bunch of drunks, they're in poverty. Well, yeah, they had everything taken from them. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, enough said. I just had to
all
get
right.
my 2 cents worth in.
Thanks, Beaver.
Beaver.
Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Call in with whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Adam in Canada. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Evening, folks. I've been hearing about this Ron Paul and a racist newsletter thing for the last 5 or 6 years, and it's just the horse that's been beaten very thoroughly to death. But all the time that they've been badgering him over this, Mitt Romney's been going around saying an old KKK slogan in his speeches. Have you heard about this?
No. What's the old KKK slogan?
Stories out there. You can find them on RT, Washington Post, New York Daily News, Huffington, Daily Kos, about all kinds of different blogs are talking about how he's been saying, keep America American, repeatedly. He
oh, wow.
He almost had a 6-minute news break. He said, keep America the shining city. Yes. So he's still slipping up at that. And even MSNBC was the only mainstream news outlet on TV to report on it. And then they had to retract it when Chris Matthews comes out and apologizes, calling it irresponsible, incendiary, and appalling lack of judgment. And it was never disproven. It's completely true. But You can't speak that about.
Did Mitt Romney just, did he think of that, or did one of his writers think of that by themselves and, like, not realize it was associated with the KKK?
I don't think that's been made clear.
Okay.
Now, wasn't Mitt Romney's dad, and I don't remember the guy's name, but wasn't he integral in getting black people recognized by the Mormon Church? Because the Mormon Church was very bigoted up until, I think it was like the 70s or the early
80s. Yes, black people could not hold the priesthood in the Mormon Church until the 1970s.
Priesthood
holders are like, I don't know, they can do certain things within the church.
Elders,
I think it's only men, or it was only men, or something like that.
But again, if religion is a form of oppression, that may or may not be a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think religion, if we can take a look at trends, and I don't know for certain, but it looks like religion's going out, at least in Western culture.
Not fast enough.
Well, I think that there's... I think that religion has played a role in history, and you can point to the good stuff, you can point to the bad stuff, but... It does seem to be a way for people to artificially separate themselves from other people. And
well, so is nationalism. I mean, the statement of keep America American is a very nationalistic statement, and it doesn't even really make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it depends on how you would define American. It's just one of those truisms. That
right. Mr. Romney, wasn't the United States government at war with the Mormon nation there for, about 100 years ago? Was the Mormon nation keeping America American? Was your dad born in Mexico? I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Good question. Adam, I'm sorry. I thought you were trying to say something there.
That's fine, Mark. Thanks anyway. It's kind of a stark example, a contrast between how one person shines a light on Mitt Romney and the S hits the fan, and everybody keeps badgering Ron Paul about something he didn't say 6 years ago.
Right. Well, they're trying to find bad things to say about all the candidates, and they can find new stuff every week about...
Not all for vetting people, but you've got to keep balance.
Well,
but,
you know, there's another irony here.
Here's the balance is the problem on this one is that they're happy to come out with a new story about Ron Paul every couple few weeks about this racism story, but it's the only thing they talk about the guy for. There was a CNN, they were talking about the post-game show in one of these debates, and Ron Paul was mentioned one time versus, Newt and Mitt were mentioned 90 times. I mean, here's a guy who came in third in Iowa, second in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, he beat Gingrich and Santorum both got sub 10%. Ron Paul beat them handily. And
I saw a picture of a screen capture of one of these polls that was put up by a mainstream news website, and it said about the South Carolina debate. It said, putting aside Ron Paul, who do you think won, or something like that, and all the other options to vote for.
You're not allowed to pick Ron Paul.
Just total, so many dirty tricks. And there's another irony here that I want to point out, and that is that, Ron Paul is being called a bigot for these newsletters that were printed 20, 30 years ago.
It's a suggestion, yeah.
Yeah, but, there are all these candidates, especially Santorum, who is known to be one of the most high-profile homophobes ever, he regularly says things about gay marriage and gay people and how it's not natural and it's not the way God intended it and all kinds of stuff. And those are bigoted statements, too. I'm sorry, but it's just a different kind of bigotry. It's arbitrary hatred of someone else for something they can't control.
In the Republican race, it is a fair game to go after, gay marriage. And, it's sad.
But why is it fair game to go after gay marriage now at this time in history?
It will be in 20 years.
Yeah. Wow.
I just don't know what else to tell you, Stephanie. I mean, it's just...
It doesn't make sense, though, to a thinking person who really stops to consider it.
I got it. Adam?
I see a headline in front of me. One more thing. Former GE CEO Jack Welch says Ron Paul should drop out. Quote,
yes.
He's not a party regular. Now, do you think he's talking about the Grand Ole Party or the methamphetamine sex orgies the Department of the Interior was holding for the energy executive?
Both, isn't it?
What's this orgy thing?
All kinds of things he was talking about the MMR, the Department of Interior has their oil excavation area that was. Is that what you're talking about, Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, with the children. Yeah, I heard about this.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about anything here on Free Talk Live. What do you think about how Ron Paul has been treated in the media?
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
VaporSniff's e-cigs revolutionized nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff's are clean, efficient, and tasty. Four strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSniff's.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. If you're anything like me, you just don't have time anymore to carve out time of your day to sit down with a book.
I mean, even...
I definitely don't, but I love to read.
I've got this important book that I've got to get to. I just don't get to them. I've got books stacked up that I intend to read. I haven't gotten those books on audiobooks from audible.com yet. And I just imagine myself reading them, and I don't. If you have this issue, check out audible.com. They've got every category of book over there. I think it's more than 150 titles from which to choose in every segment that you can imagine. Bestsellers, new releases, nonfiction. The books that you need to get to, they've got them at audible.com. They're the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. And I listen to audiobooks all the time, and Audible makes it easy for me to use their system. It's fast, it's easy, it's affordable. Go over there, get a free download from audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You'll get a gold membership, and with that gold membership, you'll get a free download. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Now, of course, it's great to get the download, but what you really need to see is how easy is it to use their system. And it really is. I think you'll be surprised. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And that way, you know, you get the free book. We get credit for sending you their way. Oh, Stephanie, we've actually gone through all the calls. I'm stunned.
Wow, I like it when we get so many calls, though. That's really nice.
It's nice. And
listeners, you know, participating.
We were talking about, you know, gay marriage inside the Republican primary and, you know, just sort of social conservatism in general. And this article came out, and I read it through. I don't know what I think about it entirely, but... I'm going to read the article here. This is by Frances Martell. It's from Mediaite.com. It's a columnist now, which means that they're going to insert some opinion here. It's entitled, "Studies Suggest Low IQ, Social Conservatism, and Prejudice Go Hand in Hand." Now, I wonder about this. I am a social conservative.
I am a social liberal.
Conservative way. But I think that people should be able to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know what they mean by social conservative. You know, if you look at social conservatives, I generally feel the way they do about issues. However, I don't think that the powerful apparatus of government should be brought to bear on people that think differently than I do.
Yes, and I think you're right that most people don't make that distinction and would want to impose their social conservatism on other people.
Right.
But I think it is possible to... I would consider you a social conservative, even if you're a libertarian, because you have those views, and at least you impose them on yourself, right? And you hold them as standards for maybe other people in your life, like your wife, for instance, right? Your son.
I suppose. I don't know. I mean, you know, I want my son to be able to grow up living in the world he wants to live in, and so I try to be, you know.
So what if he wants to get some piercings in his face?
How old
he turns
are we
18
talking about?
Or 7, let's say 16.
I'm going to talk to him about it, but,
right.
You know, I think
what
that
if he wants blue
16,
hair? What if he's gay?
Blue hair's fine.
What if Jack is queer?
I think that, I'm almost certain he's not, but
okay.
I think that's, so, you know, I mean...
My parents were pretty sure I was straight, too.
If you make a big deal about it, you're only going to scar the child, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so
yeah.
You have to, you know, my job as a parent is to get him whole and complete to his 18th birthday and loved mm-hmm. in that period of time. So if he's going to be gay, then that's what he's going to do. I'm relatively certain he's not just by, you know, being around that little boy on a regular basis. But, you know, hey, you never know. The world is what it is. But anyway, let's go on with this article.
Sure.
Are claims that conservatism is anti-science as valid as those that science is anti-conservative? No one has really asked or found an answer, but a new study from Brock University in Ontario will be sure to spark that very conversation. Psychologists have found that racism and general prejudice, as well as social conservatism, are linked to low IQs. According to Live Science, the claim is not a Colbertian reality, as well-known liberal bias claim, but one that those with low IQ levels tend to gravitate towards simpler worldviews. By the way, mm-hmm. I've got a very simple worldview. It is that if you want to be free in your own life, you have to let other people be free.
Sure.
And that the only restrictions on people should be to do what you say you're going to do and don't harm other people.
Well, it may be simple, but it's reasoned. And I think that's the key here, is that people who have problems with critical thinking, maybe because of low IQ or because of trauma in their past or whatever,
but
are going to gravitate...
Liberals love to talk about how if knowledgeable and thoughtful they are on every issue.
Well, they're also more likely to have higher education, right? They're less likely to be religious, which is another contributing factor mm-hmm. in critical thinking. So I think there's a lot of confounding variables in this study. You know, couldn't they have easily said, religion is associated with uncritical thinking?
I've sat with a liberal with a doctorate degree in the last week who refused to believe that that the government threatens people when they get taxes out of them. I mean, talk about rigid thinking.
They do. They put up a lot of emotional defenses, and for sure. And not, it doesn't mean that everyone who's a liberal doesn't have these clear cognitive dissonance aspects to them. But, I believe it when they say that people of maybe lower IQ or lower intellectual means, I guess, are probably more likely to just believe what they've been taught, right, without really questioning it. Like, especially if their parents, a lot of people were racist back in the day, back in the olden days. A lot of people who consider themselves conservatives will often yearn for this romanticized time in the past. Mm-hmm. And often what they don't include about that time in the past is that a lot of people did hold these bigoted views, like not just against racial minorities, but they had attitudes about women. And
sure.
Definitely gay people were like off the map. They weren't even talked about or seen in public. The closet was alive and well. And so,
this is the disservice
those
that
ideas.
Progressive politics has, this is what it's done to itself in the area of making strides against social conservatism, mm-hmm. the sort of throwbacks of biases and all these things that go along with it. They also say everybody should be equal. You got to give us your money so we can distribute it in an equal fashion. They're socialists, and
not all of them.
Really?
No.
Progressives aren't socialists?
No, I would consider myself a progressive. I've certainly been called one.
The progressives don't consider you a progressive.
Well,
you can pick whatever.
That is just semantics, I guess, but well, I would like to progress, to move into the future.
I think that that's great, but the progressives are talking about progressing towards socialism.
Okay, well, if people want to organize themselves, like in co-ops or live in a commune or whatever, like, sure, that's no problem with me. And maybe it even is like an efficient way to do things. I mean, I'd be open to that possibility. But, there are some people who are progressive or left-leaning, maybe left-libertarian. Have you ever heard of that phrase?
Oh, sure.
Libertarian or anything like that. I mean, there are some people who have these beliefs but don't want to use the government to enforce them, and in fact believe that the government is actually responsible for a lot of the things that they oppose.
I tend to agree with that point of view,
mm-hmm.
Even if I don't live my life in that.
But you would never call yourself a liberal, right? Progressive.
855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. That's what free spells out if you don't have the little letters on your telephone. And, I know some telephones don't have that. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
If you smoke cigarettes, they're going to kill you. The chances are good that your life will end more quickly than it would otherwise because you're inhaling the combusted plant matter that has been doctored by the tobacco companies. There's something you can do about it. It's called an e-cigarette. It is 22,000 times healthier. It will provide you with the nicotine that you normally get in the fashion you normally get it. E-cigarette is a vaporizing device that will vaporize this food-grade material that contains nicotine so that you can inhale it into your lungs, exhale it like you normally do. Looks like smoking similarly. I mean, the vapor is a little different, but it looks like it. It costs less than half what smoking does and significantly healthier. You don't have to get all those looks of, your secondhand smoke's killing me. You don't have to go stand out by the dumpster in the rain to smoke. And your clothes won't stink. Your teeth won't get yellow. All these advantages. What's stopping you? Maybe it's the price. Well, Vaporsmiths.com will give you a free starter kit. That's two e-cigarettes and a charger, plus some cartomizers.
You've got to purchase 40 cardamizers with coupon code FTL to get the free starter kit. You also get free shipping. Now you don't have an excuse. It costs $70, I suppose. I believe it was what it is for these 40 cardamizers. You know that you can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70. Each cardamizer contains as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes does. And it's an incredibly good value. If you don't have a computer, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. So all you need is a credit card to be able to purchase these and spend $70 at a telephone. Are you telling me you can't do that? Come on. You know how expensive and you know how deadly cigarettes are. There's really no excuse. Many people who've tried this, there was a study out relatively recently that people that didn't want to quit smoking tried the e-cigarette, yes, and half of them were using it 6 months later, and a quarter of them had quit smoking entirely. These are people that didn't have any desire to quit. This is just a different device for delivering nicotine. Try it. It's worth it. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Coupon code FTL. I cannot emphasize enough how important this is for your life, your loved ones. Just give it a shot. Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go back to this article here regarding social conservatives being dum-dums.
Oh.
That's look, I didn't write it. I'm just reading what it says here.
Does it say dum-dums?
It does not. It says low IQ.
You didn't make it up.
The research finds that children with low intelligence are more likely to hold prejudice attitudes as adults. These findings point to a vicious cycle, according to a lead researcher, Gordon Hudson, a psychologist at Brock University in Ontario. Low-intelligence adults tend to gravitate towards socially conservative ideologies, the study found. These ideologies, in turn, stress hierarchy and resistance to change, attitudes that contribute to prejudice, as Hudson wrote in an email to Live Science. He probably, I would also guess, that people with low intelligence tend to have children with low intelligence.
Yeah,
I would say
tend to make decisions that lead to them having children that maybe they're not prepared for.
Yeah,
I mean, basically everybody does that. Well, I think it's kind of cuts across socioeconomic strata. So maybe I should take that back. Yeah, I think that people. So half of all heterosexual pregnancies are unplanned. First of all,
but that doesn't mean that it cuts across socioeconomic strata because
no, it doesn't.
Lower classes tend to have more kids than higher.
And I shouldn't say that. Well, it's true. Yeah, lower socioeconomic classes tend to have more kids.
The people I know plan their children. I mean, I you know, and I tend to run in these sort of middle class, to upper middle class circles, maybe little hippie circles here in the southwestern New Hampshire area.
Or did they just say that they planned their children because they wanted to tell other people that they did? Or I mean, I wonder how much people think about having children. You know, like there are lots of I think people have children for lots of reasons.
People in their 30s that are having children probably thought about it. You know. I mean,
I don't know.
It's just probably. I'm giving them the majority.
Some of them have, some of them haven't.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Which is how many of each?
The Blaze notes that the study is very specific in indicating that it was looking for social conservatism, not economic or political conservatism. And the scientists do note that they found many exceptions to the rule on both sides. But that doesn't mean that it won't anger social conservatives, surely. For one, linking any school of thought to stupidity, particularly one that many adhere to, who are already believe that they are underdogs in the philosophical wars, is not going to go over well with that group.
Yeah, I mean, what is the real point of this research? Like, is there a purpose to it that contributes to science, or is it kind of just like a way for a bunch of kind of like maybe liberal scientists to be like, haha, yeah, we showed that the stupid people are socially conservative. I mean, well, what is it all about?
I don't know. I don't know how this
There's
is
a
useful.
There's a reason why scientists choose certain research, you know.
Sure.
Like maybe they
you being a scientist would know this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. So I just wonder what the utility of this research is.
I don't know. It makes a radio fodder.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, you know, do you often notice, Mark, that a lot of the studies that make it the biggest are the things that confirm beliefs that people
sure.
already have? You
oh,
know.
Yeah. Yep, people will often gravitate towards studies that they believe. I wouldn't necessarily have thought that this was a true statement. I mean, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I do know that there are dumb people out there and that they often will listen to what other people that they believe that are smarter than them have to say. I mean, I've seen it happen too many times not to to come up with that pattern in my own mind. you know, and some of the things that I tend to think about is people that will call in on, you know, Free Talk Live and be the largest adherents to, you know, certain ideas within Christianity or whatever, tend to not know what the Bible says. They tend to be people that haven't read the book and haven't studied the religion. You know, they just go and they listen to what the preacher man says and tend to believe that. That's just what my experience has been. Having read the Bible three times through and the New Testament seven times through, I feel like I can dance with the best of them on this particular issue. But I found many people don't know a lot of these stories. They don't know a lot of the history. They don't know things like the city of Nazareth didn't exist at the time of Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh, wow, that's a big deal.
Wasn't
that's
from
a big
Nazareth.
Deal.
Oh, it is. What name wasn't Jesus either? You know, like they don't know things like this. Anyway, going on with the article. The other side is that with the exception of the very in-depth methodology of the study, which no casual observer will read, the explanation for how they got this conclusion and why they didn't check, say, economic liberalism's relationship to low IQs instead will lead the reader to presume the presumption of a bias in the academics. It's a treacherous route to take, and other scientists interviewed for the Live Science piece have taken note. They've pulled off the trifecta of controversial topics, says Brian Hossack, a social and cognitive psychologist at the University of Virginia.
They should have put, like, abortion in there. Like, it correlates with abortion somehow, too.
Yeah, right. That would really get some headlines. Who was not involved in the study. One selects intelligence, political ideology, and racism and looks at the relationship between those three variables is bound to upset somebody. You can go see all the at livescience.com. They have all the details of the method of the study used to achieve the result. And I think it's important if you're going to internalize something from a study, you're going to take something away from it that you've spent a bit of time with it. I have, and it is rigorously boring, and so I'm not going to go into that. But you know, I social conservatism is a way to put people in line. People that get put in line.
Oh, yes. Very
often,
confining.
Yeah. Often, you know, groups that want people to get in line aren't interested in people with high IQs that ask good questions.
Yeah. Like
if
the
you
government.
Ask good questions. You're liable to be labeled a heretic or an evil person or a bad
person.
Or even
crazy.
I mean, on Free Talk Live, that's what we try to do is ask good questions. And we've had, you know, complaints to stations, asking questions.
Yeah, sure.
855-450-3733. What good questions are we not asking?
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Take the toll-free call in line. The last segment of the second hour here of Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Call in with whatever you want to talk about. That's what we're here for. One of the reasons. We also do, we certainly talk about the news of the day, stories that we find interesting. And Stephanie, I know you found one that... It's quite interesting here, but real quick, I want to tell you about the Erickson Council. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat, and not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran that's as big as a house, purifies its own water, generates its own power, and will grow some of its own food. They can make it to, you know, you can certainly work it out so you can grow all your own food on there. It has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV on shore. With a life yacht lot, you could live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home just about anywhere in the world. You can be involved for as little as $1,000 and the commitment of as little as 8 months. As a matter of fact, of the $1,000, actually $900 goes into escrow. You're only really putting $100 towards the Erickson Council. They're going to be building these houses sometime, or these life yachts sometime this year, and they don't want anybody to lose out on any money, so they've set it up this way, and a family of two can have folks working on one of their smaller boats for as little as 8 months, and you'll be be ready to go. It's ericksoncouncil.com. I think it's a very exciting idea in the arena of liberty, and I think that if they can get it off the ground, it's going to change the world. ericksoncouncil.com. Very excited about it. Stephanie, your article?
Yeah, so Mark, a couple weeks ago we read an article about the recent rankings from the Heritage Foundation of Economic Freedom.
Yes,
remember that?
The United States was it at number 10? The United States number 10 in the world.
I think it was 11, and it had fallen out of the top 10.
I see,
something like that.
I wonder about this. I actually had an email exchange with Jason Soren, the founder of the Free State Project.
Oh, really?
I roll like that, right? Like I can just. drop a line to Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project. He gets back to me when he feels like it. And he hasn't gotten back after my second reply. But And I asked him, I probably shouldn't have asked the professor guy this question because he got off into the minutia of it. But I asked him, where do you think New Hampshire would rank? If New Hampshire were a country, how would it rank? Because the United States, what they do is they kind of just take this aggregate of state intrusion on the average individual in the United States, and they call that, by state, I mean the states.
Right.
You know, states and counties, municipalities, all of them have their own level of intrusion and,
layered on top of one another.
And cause economic tyranny on people. And that's all that stuff's figured into this Heritage Foundation's list. And so, therefore, since New Hampshire is the freest state in the Union, as according to the Mercatus Center, which Jason Sorens did some of the study on that. New Hampshire came up number one two times, so it's pretty consistent. Where would they show up? And I just sort of asked them this. Well, he's like, you have to take other sub-national jurisdictions into account in other places and then rank them as far as being fair and stuff like that. So, if Switzerland's comes in at number, what is it, number six or something like that? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
It comes in at number four. And then what about the Zug province? Where would that come in? And, he's asking really good questions. I just kind of wanted to toss it out. Where would New Hampshire be? But New Hampshire, I think, is probably in, if you're talking about the codified regulations in the world, New Hampshire is probably in the top 10, maybe top 5 freest places on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you figure the low crime rate in, and you might even be pushing the top 3.
It seems
like, 'cause I hear in Hong Kong they have got real organized crime problems.
I happen to be born in Massachusetts, and I can tell you it seemed like if you factored in like the ease of getting to a place and the amount of freedom that was there and the community of libertarians that was there, basically all three of those came together in a perfect storm, and it seemed like I had to go to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire's the freest place in America, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I have an article. So we were talking about economic freedom a minute ago and a couple of weeks ago, but one of the things that came up in that discussion was how difficult it could be to quantify personal freedom, or more like civil liberties.
Yeah.
Would be.
It is very difficult to quantify, these things. I mean, it would be very, very difficult to talk about, say, what does prejudice in the United States look like, and how do you quantify that for against blacks or against Hispanics or something?
Yeah, that's
like
an interesting question. I bet there are some indexes of that.
They try.
Yeah, sure. Interesting stuff. But I mean, so this is a recent news story that I've got gathered from the Reporters Without Borders, and it's about press freedom, and they did a press freedom ranking.
And they've been doing it, I think, annually for quite some time.
Yes, quite some time. I haven't seen the first year that they did it, but it's been around for a while.
Yep.
And what they showed was that the U.S. has fallen precipitously in their ranking of journalistic freedom and press freedom.
I don't think people realize this, but it is absolutely true that the United States is becoming a less free place when it comes to the press. You can see it.
You can see it in Keene. I mean, with the cameras in the courtroom,
hassling news reporters and things like that. It's just amazing. But people complain about the media, but they never complain about how the media has to deal with tyranny.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is part of the result, I'd say.
We were just sitting here in the studio, Mark, before the show began, and Ian was here. It's his night off, but he was busily poring over this long court document, and basically what he said is that he had filed a Freedom of Information request or something like that to try to get the video of Thomas Ball's self-immolation in front of the courthouse.
Right. The guy here in Keene, New Hampshire, was so upset with the way the court system was screwing him on seeing his kids that he set himself on fire in front of the courthouse.
And if that's not a public statement.
Right. In hopes of making a public statement and getting people, talking about and taking action on this.
Yeah. And so the court apparently found that the in the interest of the privacy of his family or something like that, they would not release the video.
Right.
So
the family, which is part of the reason the guy set himself on fire in the public.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry to say, but I've read his documents. He's not happy with his ex-wife.
He had a long letter, didn't he, where he detailed why he did this.
He was very upset in it, and you know, as you can imagine, that's the case. But the guy, it's his life, not his family's.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be able to make the statement he wanted to make. And the government is using the excuse that his family doesn't want that to happen in order to cover it up.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, we can see just in this little town of Keene, you know, all these journalistic abuses. But if you look at it, I guess, as Reporters Without Borders did on a more larger scale, I guess you could say,
mm-hmm.
The United States is ranked, has fallen 27 places to number 47 in press freedom around
number
the world.
47.
47. And so people say, you hear this all the time, that the U.S. is like the freest country. You know, at least we have freedom of the press, right? It's the last bastion. And maybe people aren't saying that as much anymore. And it's with good reason, because it's disappearing.
I just don't think you hear it as I don't hear it. I don't hear the, well, at least it's a free country, or it's a free country or whatever. I just don't hear that statement.
Yeah, less nowadays.
I don't hear the statement as much anymore. And I think Americans are beginning to come to the conclusion that they don't live in a free country anymore.
On some level, yeah. I mean, some of them will still say it.
They'll say things like, I've heard, it's the best system in the world.
Yeah, it's better than all the other tyrannies out there.
And I wonder, you know, how well-traveled are you and studied are you on this issue when someone says that? And I saw a cartoon, and I thought that it was very sort of amusing, ironic, and insightful. A couple of guys were getting ready to march up the temple steps in Tegucigalpa in order to get their hearts cut out.
Wow.
Or Tenochtitlan, excuse me, in order to get their hearts cut out. And they were saying to themselves, well, it may be a real pain in the butt, but it's the best system we have.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that really makes the point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Human sacrifice. So the reason cited for the U.S. falling so precipitously, 27 places, so I guess before it was number 20th, it was ranked 20th for freedom of the press.
I thought it was 21st, but okay.
Oh, okay, sure. I was doing some fuzzy math, Mark. Thank you for correcting
me. Was it really 21st?
No, it says here that it is currently ranked 47th, and it fell 27 places.
Okay.
So I assumed it was number 20.
Okay. I thought it was 21, but you may be right, too.
Well,
I'm just going from memory.
The reason for the fall that they cited was because of the many arrests of journalists covering Occupy Wall Street protests.
Mm.
So journalists being arrested, it's not a free country. And in many other ways, it's also not free.
855-450-3733. Is the press really free and we're just wrong on this one? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com. BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets Steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.